This is the time of the year when many parents will be dispatching the kids off to a summer camp to stop them going mad with boredom. The kids, that is. But it's not so easy if the children have special needs. So one unenterprising mother in County Meath has set up her own. Henry McKean reports.
Hi, my name's Valerie Donovan. I set this camp up because there was nothing in the area for children with autism or special needs. We have a lot of children down here who have ODD, ADHD, sensory processing, anxiety, and also autism. So I have two children on the spectrum. My oldest girl would be quite high functioning and would have a lot of issues with socialisation. So I thought the camp would be good for socialisation. And then my son's non-verbal and he attends Enable Ireland. Any activities that I've been doing with them, I go to gymnastics, I go to Dublin. I'm in Navan for horse riding, swim and strada. So there was nothing close to home. I'm originally from Dublin, so I'm used to travelling and I don't mind travelling. But when you have a child who has to travel for an hour and then get there, they don't want to do the activity anymore because they're knackered after being in the car.
I'm having a chat with Sarah. You're seven. What do you think of the summer camp?
It's really good.
And the fact that your mummy Valerie set it up, what do you think?
It's fantastic.
And what do you think of your mum?
She has a loving heart and she does everything for my brother and my aunt and me.
How do you know she has a loving heart?
Because she does lovely stuff for us.
What's your favourite sport?
Basketball.
And why do you like basketball?
Because you get to bounce the ball and you get to shoot it.
Sam Collins, I'm here today because my youngest boy is on the autism spectrum. The summer camp for the children also thought it was a good idea to involve any other siblings, whether they're on the spectrum or not.
So you've got three kids and you have all three here at this autism summer camp, the first of its kind.
Yes, yeah, which we just find it's fantastic. The eldest boy felt a bit, I suppose, strange the first day because he's not on the spectrum and he thought really it wasn't for him, you know, initially when he came here the first morning, because all of the people involved in the different activities and sports and so on, they were so inclusive and they made it fun. You know, very, very soon after we arrived on the Monday, he was involved and they were having fun. The adults get to talk about, you know, share their concerns about their children. Maybe there's information that some parents don't have that other parents can impart.
So a great support network.
Yeah, it's a great support network. Given that it is about children on the spectrum, there is nothing else in the area like this. It's fantastic. It really is. They're doing yoga today, volleyball today. They did Zumba yesterday. They did soccer. They did GAA, a variety of things. They do some artwork then, so they sit down and they have quiet time. And there's various different experts from all of these areas, you know, have come here to engage with the children and the families in the beginning. When we noticed that maybe, you know, Marcus was a little bit different from the other two boys, was that, say, you know, our other two sons, one is 10, one is 8, even when they started play school, they were going to summer camps. And you'd feel you could just drop them there and be happy that they were safe and that they were going to enjoy the activity. Whereas with Marcus, that was my upset, I suppose. About a year ago, I was worried that he wouldn't be doing the same things. And then a summer camp like this just isn't and wasn't available until now.
My name's Leo.
And you have a brother. What's your brother's name?
Marcus. He's the youngest out of our family. He's 5 years old.
And we're here doing a little bit of ballet. What do you think of the ballet?
It's okay.
And what do you think of being involved in this summer camp with different children on the spectrum, some with autism?
The start, it's kind of a bit hard because people, like, obviously are, like, different. I didn't know, like, what kind of to do, but it's okay. And another thing is just to treat them like they're real people, like they're exactly the same as us.
He can mix with other children, so that's good. And yeah, I think he's enjoying it.
I'm Suzanne Bergen from Coastal Ballet School. We're doing ballet, but we're doing it to funky music to keep the kids' interest up. Plus, it's high energy and it keeps them moving all the time.
And we've got kids with autism on the spectrum and brothers and sisters who are here in support.
Yes, absolutely. It's great to see the brothers and sisters helping out, especially when they're trying to learn new things from the corner and running across. They're actually demonstrating to their younger brother or sister and they're all getting on absolutely brilliantly.
I like to move it, move it.
I like to move it, move it.
I'm Councillor Stephen McKee. I'm a local public representative in East Meath, and I'm down here today in Julianstown Community Centre. every councillor is in receipt of a discretionary fund, and I decided to give Valerie a small donation towards setting up the for the cost of setting up the summer camp. And I'm down here today to see what's going on, and it's absolutely fantastic what she's doing. As far as I know, it's the first of its kind in the country.
My name is Mark Gallagher. I'm the juvenile chairman of a local GAA club called St Colum Kills. We're based in the Bettystown, Laytown area, just south of Drogheda. So we have quite a large member base, loads of kids obviously involved, right from 4 years old right up through the juvenile ranks into adult ladies and men's football. The GAA obviously is more than just a sporting organisation. It's inclusive. It's reaching out to the community in terms of various things, be it from a positive mental health. We were looking to see whether we could help Valerie in terms of getting her summer camp up and running, and providing any resources that we could in terms of promoting Gaelic games within the camp itself.
Actually training these children on the spectrum, did they love it? What did they think of GAA?
They appeared to love it, so I hope they had a good time. I think the feedback we got from the parents and from Valerie and the organisers was that it was fantastic to see their smiles on their faces. So, and it's a learning experience for us as well.
So my name is Agni Gusti. I'm a mother of a six-year-old boy, Linus.
So Agni, you're originally from Lithuania, living in Ireland 12 years. Yeah. We're doing a little bit of arts and crafts here. And being involved, how great is it for you, your boy, and other kids on the spectrum?
I think it's absolutely great idea, because the kids can feel like everyone else. They're not being judged, or they're not being... And same for us parents as well.
So my name is Elaine Banville. I'm Sports Inclusion Disability Officer with Meath Local Sports Partnership. I think everybody really is keen to make all their sports more inclusive, and it just shows here what a bit of perseverance and working together really can do for the kids.
My name's Nuala Lucas. I have a little child, Joshua. He's autistic, nonverbal. He's very agitated. He can't really go out much. So this is actually brilliant for him, because he is coming out and he's acting out with other kids. Well, he's not really into acting, but it's great for him. And He'd wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning every morning, and this week he has slept till six, which is brilliant, and I just can't believe it. And it's great what Valerie's doing, because it's helping him with routine, because he likes routine. Over the summer they don't get a great routine, and every morning he's up, he wants to do something, so this is really good for him.
It's just uplifting, I think, for all of the parents, that you feel, you know, my other child has the opportunity to do all of these activities as well, and he's taken part in things. And even we had an animal pet zoo yesterday, and the children had snakes around their necks, and you know, and for a lot of children on the spectrum they'd have a lot of sensory issues, you know, a fantastic kind of aid or help, you know, move them past some of their sensory issues and some of their you know, anxieties around.
And the kids
love the snakes.
And
yeah, my three boys, we have pictures on the phone of my three boys. I didn't think they'd do it, actually, especially the smaller boy. He had a snake around his neck, he had a turtle in his hand, he had a little gecko, he petted the gecko. And for our boy, a lot of sudden movement, sudden noises, you know, up until now it's beginning to improve, but it has been an issue for him. So, you know, there were noisy parrots in there. He seemed to be fine with it, you know, which was... And when you see they're all, I suppose, milestones that they're, you know, difficulties that they're getting over, it's like they're being desensitized, you know. And nobody was really upset about the noise. Paul's pets, that guy that had the pet zoo, he didn't force the children. He didn't force it on them. He was very, you know, softly, softly approached. So he made it easy for them. Families with the child on the spectrum, the difficulty is that, you know, days out or maybe going to a little restaurant for pizza or things like that can be difficult, and what a lot of families find is that sometimes you need a lot of energy to push yourself to do those things, because the child might be upset in some of those, you know, settings or surroundings. But because of all of the different activities they've tried here this week, hopefully all of the families will see the benefits of that right throughout the summer.
My name's Dwayne Hill from Volleyball Ireland. I actually have a son who's autistic, so I have an interest in children with autism. And teaching volleyball is a great way of physical literacy, working on their hand-eye coordination. And it's also a team sport that they can take part in that's fully inclusive.
And the kids seem to love it, don't they?
They do love it, yes. We keep it very basic. We make it fun. Lots of touches, lots of games. And they really, really do enjoy it. They enjoy being part of a team.
My name's Stacey. I'm a primary school teacher. And this summer I'm teaching her little boy Matthew and her little girl Sarah for July provision. So I'm working with them for 40 hours over the month of July. I think it's a wonderful idea. I think Valerie's done a great job in organising all the local community to come together and provide access for a summer camp for children with special needs. It's very hard for children with special needs to access summer camps, and it's a wonderful opportunity for them to come together and even just, you know, get together and talk amongst themselves, because it's very hard for them.
July provision is for any child that's on the spectrum. They're entitled to 2 hours a day over the month of July.
You're wearing a Batman t-shirt. People are calling you a superhero.
They're all trying new things that they necessarily wouldn't have tried, you know, because you're not going to spend 80 to 100 euro to try out something that they mightn't like the next day. Well, they're getting a taste for everything.
There you go. Henry McKean reporting there, and fair juice to that woman for setting it all up. One texter says, I'm going to tell my sister about this. She has had to take leave every summer as her son is non-verbal and has nothing to do when school is out. I don't think a lot of people understand that children with special needs don't just go off out and play with the neighbourhood kids or go for the odd sleepover as kids their age would. There's very little respite for their parents, and it's totally frazzling.